It is HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful to have you here with us. And in fact, if you're a music fan who grew up in the 1970s, it's a treat today. We're welcoming back Ohio Players, longtime drummer Diamond Williams, going to hear about their quest to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He joined the band back in the early 70s, 72, I believe. He also has some great stories of that journey along the way. Welcome back, Diamond. I don't know if you remember, we did this ocean backdrop video chat. We were on a lanai overlooking the Pacific in a hotel room, but it was a great part of Ohio Players history I'm humbled to be a part of.
Hey, man, do I remember it? That's the only way I decided to do this interview again is if we were in the same backdrop, okay? So I need to come back to Hawaii, and we need to reduplicate that whole situation. We'll have a good time again. It's nice being with you, Dave.
Oh, it's nice being with you too, Diamond. A big hug and a high five. That was so much fun, and that kind of is a great lead-in, because we sat there talking about, with the vast ocean behind us, we were talking about the vast history that you guys have been entangled with and part of, soundtrack too. There's so many ways to describe the role the Ohio Players have had in society. So if people go to theofficialohioplayers.com, that's their website, theofficialohioplayers.com, there's a petition or whatever, one of those change.org kind of deals. Explain what's going on with this whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame push.
Man, you know, some people think that we're worthy. Some people think that we're deserving. Some people think we should have been there prior to the five or six of us passing away, as they have already.
Including quite recently, guitarist Clarence Chet Willis, also percussionist Robert Jones Kuumba.
Yeah, okay. And I'm all with it. If there's going to be a person that's going to ring the Ohio Players bell, it will be I, the manager and the leader of this band for 40-something years. It will be I. And I tell you what, I think we are deserving, musically deserving and otherwise. I think we fit all the qualifications to be in there. I would have liked to have been in there before these people have transitioned on, as many as Ohio Players have, which started in 1995, which would have been some 20 years after these songs that we're talking about that's been so instrumental were made at that time, which is long enough for me. But regardless of all those things, I think we're deserving. And, you know, how people get right at the end of wanting to get something, you get dismayed, you get kind of tired. The people that are climbing Mount Everest, I'm sure they get tired along the way. I haven't gotten tired, but I've been very frustrated along the way that we haven't been part of that induction ceremony. So that's all I can say.
Maybe I'll quote you from Fire. I think he said, "You're going to get your wish."
That's right. That's right. You're going to get your wish.
That's you saying that, right?
On stage, we say something else, too.
Right.
Whatever, you know what I mean? But,
isn't that you? That's your line, though, from that, huh?
That's my line. You're going to get your wish. Yep.
You got some funny ones in there. But I'm rooting for y'all, and folks can take a look again at the petitions at their site, theofficialohioplayers.com, and it would be appropriate. The songs are so epic. And all right, let's get on to these posters here while we still got a minute. So I just pulled some highlights, and this is, again, thinking about your quest for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I do humbly say this is sort of like examples. Marvin Gaye, you had a special guest, Ohio Player, opening for Marvin at least Nassau Coliseum and Roosevelt Stadium in New Jersey back in August 74.
Man, we did 20 dates across America with Marvin Gaye when he was recording that Marvin Across the United States. We were the co-starring band. I've never seen anybody so daggone large in complexity to how people felt about this entertainer in my life. We had been to arenas before, but the first time I went there and Marvin Gaye was on the show, I'm looking, I said, why are there so many emergency vehicles here? Emergency ambulances, you know, it's like, what's going on here? I mean, what's the problem? He said, you'll see. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, you'll see. He didn't know anything about it. Of course, when Marvin comes out on stage, he requires everybody to leave the hallway, except me. I never left the hallway in 20 shows. I wanted to see every bit of this man that I could see. And so as he walked by, I looked at him. He looked at me. His bodyguard looked at me. I looked at him. Okay? He going on stage. Upon him meeting stage, Dave, this man, before he ever sang one note, he didn't even hear him, the Star Spangled Banner, nothing. He opened up his arms and the place went crazy. People throwing panties, women are fainting. They're carrying out people like this, right? I said, my God, what's going on? It's Marvin Gaye. Do I have to say any more? I see him open up his arms with that little speckled and decorated knit hat he used to wear.
Right.
Beanie. And I used to go home and try to simulate just how he opened up his arms to see if it would work with my daughters or my wife or what. It wouldn't. But it was just crazy. I couldn't imagine. I went back to his dressing room after a couple of shows, watched him leave the stage. And he said, you know, so I had to say, you know, something to him or whatever. He said, man, come on back to my dressing room. I watched him eat that fried chicken in the back of his dressing room. I even asked him, heard him ask, he asked Satch, Dave. He said, man, that drummer y'all got is a bad drummer.
That's Clarence Satch, Satchel, sax, guitar, and percussion in the band. Just letting folks know who are listening. Continue, my brother.
You know, Marvin played drums, and I didn't say a word to him. Dave, I was so enthralled by him and his talent.
Wow.
And he left everything on that stage when he came off. When he hit that first step on the stage, he would drop into his bodyguard's arm, and he was quite, you know, Marvin was 6'2". He wasn't a little guy. And his bodyguard was likewise 6'3", 6'4". And he would drop into his arms, and he would just go limp. His bodyguard would just carry him back to the dressing room. That's how out of it he was. Whoa. I mean, I've seen it every night. He gave everything he had on stage. So what a daggone talent.
Oh, my Lord. And to be hanging out in the dressing room after the show, eating the chicken with him.
That's me.
Here, I don't know if I'm opening another amazing can, but there were a number of concerts in 1974 with the Jackson 5.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine? You know, we opened up the Superdome together, the Jackson 5 and us. We were the first band, the first entertainment group to open up the Superdome.
In New Orleans.
90,000. In New Orleans, yeah. We were the first show. It was incredible. They had, the Jackson 5, had come to Dayton to see us. They had probably played in someplace near Dayton, Ohio, and they came to our city. And actually, a couple of them came to my house. Marlon or Jermaine probably came to my house, and they were at our office. I think I took one of them, jumped in my Maserati, and took them by my house because I lived too far away. When we did the Superdome, you know, this is when Michael, you know, was, heck, I don't know how old he was at that time, Dave, but heck, the rest of the Jackson 4 or whatever came out to the stage, normal as we did, but Michael came in a Brinks truck, okay? He was in a Brinks truck coming out to the stage, and that was the beginning of showing how fantastically wonderful that kid was.
They did that as a bit, you're saying?
I think it was just they wanted to protect him that much.
And you're not using that as a figure of speech?
No, there was an actual vehicle. I'm not using it as a figure of speech at all. I'm talking about an actual Brinks truck with him being in the back of it, like the money were to be there, and he came out of the Brinks truck to come on stage. No, I mean, actually.
Wow. You know, that's what I mean.
I got a few stories, Dave.
Yes, okay? You do. Well, it's been great catching up with you today, Diamond. I really appreciate it. You've been telling some amazing stories. The official OhioPlayers.com. People can stay in touch with the band. Longtime drummer Diamond Williams. And, of course, take a look at the petition to get him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And let's get you guys back out to the Blue Note or something. And we'll have another chat on the lanai somewhere nice.
We look forward to it, Dave. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.